So, I have a story. Do you want to hear it?
I guess.
Okay, so there was one time, I got stuck in a gum on the floor for a week.
Oh, wow. That's, that's terrible.
Actually, it really was because, some real butter got on the gum and it became sentient.
No.
And then, I was really uncomfortable. It was like talking to me and, you know, licking me. Hey, don't laugh! This isn't funny!
What did it say to you?
I don't know if I can say it. He said, I think it was a he. He said, I like it salty. And then he licked me. He licked me!
Were you able to get your foot out of there eventually?
It's not funny.
I'm sorry. I know, it's not. It's not at all.
I can hear someone laughing. Who's laughing right now? Who's laughing?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Try being stuck with someone for a week, physically attached to you, that licks you 24/7.
Did the gum ever go to sleep or anything, or?
No. No, it didn't.
I mean, do you sleep?
I wish I could.
Wow.
I gotta go.
So, right now, you've been stuck with Peter for over, God, it must be 2-3 weeks now. How's that going?
Yeah, honestly, it's worse than the gum.
Yeah, I bet it is.
What have you been doing
to amuse yourself?
I've been taking puzzle pieces away from him and hiding them. So, like, I'll put them in his shoe or something. And so he's walking around looking for the last puzzle piece when he's literally walking on it. It's kind of
nice.
Funny. And then also, I've made a couple new friends.
Really? Like who?
Louis. He's a rat.
Oh, yeah, Louis the rat, yeah.
Yeah, he kind of wants to eat me, so maybe he's not really a friend.
No, Louis, yeah, he's not very clean either. I wouldn't really spend too much time with Louis.
Yeah, he eats his own poop, I saw it.
Yeah, but he, you know, we don't have to pay him full wages, so.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
You know, a little.
Oh, my God. It's the gum. Get away from me. Get away.
Hi, puppy. It's nice to finally, talk to you again. I was kind of, thinking, maybe we could, you know, restart what we had.
This isn't funny! This is not funny! Get away! I don't even want you here! You're disgusting! Stop! Oh my God, he's licking me! He's licking me!
Oh, it tastes so good.
Please make it stop! You know what? How do you like this? How do you like this?
Oh my God!
Guys, they figured out the problem. I just had to eat him.
What? He's alive!
Not anymore!
Oh.
He got what he wanted.
I guess so. You better be. What flavor was he?
He kind of tasted like a shoe.
Ugh.
Why are you laughing at me? This has been a traumatic experience for me.
Well, not as traumatic as it was for the gum.
He got what he deserved.
All right then.
Wow.
Well,
I know why they. Wow, he's really chewy. Pretty good, actually.
You're sure he's not alive anymore, right?
No, he is. I can hear him.
Oh, God.
Puppy, please.
Alright, well, I gotta go take care of this problem here.
Oh, boy.
Please help me. Help me. Make it stop.
Can't hear you. Alright, bye.
Alright, and now back to the Real Butter Buttercast!
Real Butter. mine anymore.
Yeah, I'm actually a thing. I'm a being.
My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
Maybe it'll all just go away. Like a bad dream.
I kind of doubt it.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Still coming to you from the entirely empty employee break room of the quiet and quarantined Theater Brothers Theater on the garbage-strewn outskirts of a minor locked-down American city. This is the Real Butter Buttercast. I'm Peter Theater.
And I'm his big brother, Theodore Theater, no longer living in my beautiful car because it was stolen last week. I instead clambered through a broken window onto an abandoned studio set and now living in a sitcom living room. Really hoping that the security guards don't see me. What's up?
I'm Natalie LeBlanc.
She's back!
She's back, folks!
Yep. Quarantining in my tiny apartment. Fantastic.
That's great!
Is your captain getting up to any antics?
Yep. He's destroying everything I own, so that's super fun.
Yeah!
I don't know how a 10-pound cat can be so destructive in such a short amount of time, but, yeah.
What else is new?
Yeah, they're basically fur animated by demons.
Yeah. Pretty accurate.
And speaking of animation, who else watched Rango?
I watched Rango.
I also watched Rango.
Fantastic. I'm glad we're on the same page. Theo, I'm catching a vibe that you actually didn't and you're lying to me.
No. I've seen Rango and I refreshed my memory with watching the trailer. So I'm all set to go.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I took the lazy way out because, like I said, car went away, laptop was in the car. Right now I'm borrowing Shoshana's phone. She's got a couple. She's been doing pretty well with the kombucha thing, so
I don't want to hear that.
She's got a new cha-cha kombucha.
No, we're not talking. Yeah. I'm gonna puke if you keep talking about her gross kombucha liquid.
It's got a wonderful South American rhythm to it.
And
really
that's
shimmy in your step.
Oh, here comes. So we watched Rango, and we also watched Dead Man. Also, both star Johnny Depp.
That's right.
Our boy John E.
Jonathan.
Jonathan Depp. Oh, that sounds weird. Let's talk about Rango first. Do you want to go first, Amanda?
Yeah, I mean, I love Rango. I've seen it before. Saw it the first time. And then it's a really clever animated movie with, like, moments that are not, like, annoying for an adult. I think I have a hard time with some animated movies, but I really, really enjoy Rango, and I would totally watch it again. And I think it's like all the tiny little creatures in their little desert town. I think it's adorable, and I think I really like Johnny as Rango. I think that's really, I kind of like, even forget it's him, which is weird because it's an animated character, it's not real, but I just like, I don't know. I like all of the characters. Like, I think that they're all really imaginative, and the issues that they face as a tiny little town with their empty Culligan water bottle is adorable.
Yeah,
very creative indeed. And the winner of Best Picture Animated Feature.
Yeah,
that wasn't Disney.
The year that it was made,
right? Wasn't Disney? Wasn't Pixar?
Yep, first animated movie to not that wasn't Disney Pixar to win Best Animated Feature, which is pretty cool.
In a long time.
Yeah, ever. Actually, it's ever.
Well, I think you'll find that Happy Feet won the Best Animated Feature.
Oh, that movie. That's another episode.
My trivia lied to me. How rude.
Yeah. Happy Feet came out in 2006 and won the Best Animated Feature. Happy Feet was also directed by the creator of Mad Max.
What? All right. Yeah.
Those are his credits. Mad Max 1, 2, 3, and 4, and Happy Feet.
Something changed.
Then I guess it needs a release somewhere.
So, Tap Dancing Penguins.
Oh, man. Well,
I really loved Happy Feet at the time because I loved Elijah Wood because of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God. Elijah Wood's in there? We got to have a whole episode
about
Happy
Feet.
He's
not made Penguin.
We got to have a whole episode. Let's do Happy Feet next.
We've watched one and two.
Yeah, dude. Oh, there's a second one?
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
Oh my God!
I know what Peter's doing tonight?
No way! Oh my gosh! Oh my God! Okay, so Rango, Rengo for me. I can't even talk about Rengo anymore. I'm so excited he's about Happy Feet too. What?
You have to keep watch.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Happy Feet too. Okay. Rengo. I saw it when I was a wee little lad. I loved it. I definitely would recommend watching it now than I did back then. I mean, I still watched it, but for adults, because there's a lot of adult humor in there that just went over my head completely when I was a fetus. And I enjoyed it more like last night than I did 80 million times when I was a wee little lad watching it. So
lots of amusing that you think of yourself as an adult.
Hey, you don't know how old I am. You don't know me. I mean,
I think it's funny that you watched this when you were a little kid.
Well, I mean, relatively, you know, the real butter, as we all know, has sustaining properties, kind of like a fountain.
Yeah, and so. I also remember that in the early 2000s, you were drinking a little too much of the real butter because Dad wasn't there to regulate anymore.
Yeah,
you were just drinking as much as you felt like, and you actually started to go back, and you were a child for a while, which is really weird. I think you were probably in your 40s at that time.
I had a very interesting, long childhood. Anyway, yeah, fantastic. I loved all the references in there. Like, towards the beginning, there was a reference to Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, also starring Johnny Depp. Go watch that movie. That's crazy. Yes. That's a crazy movie. And then
I have a story about watching that movie, but it's not appropriate for the podcast.
I think we all have the story. Okay.
You can hear that on Real Butter X, our midnight show.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't get Happy Feet out of my head. What are we talking about?
Rengo, and now we're transitioning into Dead Man.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Because just as Rengo references a lot of Westerns, Dead Man is also sort of a reference to Westerns, and
yeah,
it kind of is and it kind of isn't one.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it, actually. I personally didn't think it needed to be 2 hours. I enjoyed the soundtrack. I enjoyed the cinematography. I liked Johnny Depp in there. He was pretty neat. You know, black and white, always an interesting, you know, take on a movie. It was not your standard Western, you know. It wasn't really hard to explain. I did get lost with the soundtrack, which was cool. It was just like a long interlude of notes.
I like the soundtrack too. It's just Neil Young noodling on the guitar, watching the movie.
Noodling on the guitar.
Just, you know, yeah. I really like the soundtrack. That's my favorite part.
Amanda, I think you might agree with me. I think I liked this
less. It was a good day for Neil Young. He just basically got to sit down and watch a movie for 2 hours and strum on his guitar.
Yeah.
That's the best way to go, actually. But I personally liked Rengo more than this one. I mean, it's hard to compare the two, but just as movies, I enjoyed it more. I enjoyed Rengo more. But I don't think I was in the right mindset, to be honest with you, because I just got done watching a funny movie. And then it's like this kind of serious.
Do it anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. For I guess it was a 90. What was it? 95. It was made in 95. So way earlier than Rengo. But yeah, I think
it was my second Jim Jarmusch movie that I've seen in my life, and I vastly prefer the other one.
What's the other one?
The Dead Don't Die, which I'm pretty sure we've reviewed.
Go listen to
on
that
on this podcast. Adam Driver.
The black and white hero.
Yeah.
Anyway, Happy Feet, great movie.
That's all Peter can talk about now.
Oh my god, I'm so excited about Happy Feet 2. I don't think you understand. I'm going to watch Happy Feet 2 right after this.
I mean, it's a good movie. And
Oh my god, I'm going to play the soundtrack. Oh, yeah.
Tap Dance and Penguins, it was so satisfying.
Hey, have you guys heard that new hit song?
Well, you're breaking up, buddy.
Are you talking about the song that you sent us?
Yeah, he said he was putting it over around the radio. I guess we can include it in the Buttercast here, but you said you're over it?
No, that's not what I said.
What did you think about the movie as a whole, Dead Man?
Well, that's how I feel about it.
Okay, so what would you give Rango and what would you give Dead Man out of 5 butter?
Rango, I'd give a solid 4.5 butter out of 5. It was real great.
Good, that's a good one. It's a good review. What about Dead Man?
Dead Man 2, and that's a reluctant 2. I like Neil Young.
Okay.
And I like some of the lighting and some cinematography.
So those are the 2 points, the 2 butter. Yeah. Okay.
But also, maybe I shouldn't have watched the movie as I was working. So I don't really think it's a movie to have in the background while you're working.
That's fair.
You know? I was like angry at my computer for like being stupid because it was kicking me off the internet. Whatever, it's fine. Working from home problems, am I right? Pandemic 2020.
I've made 16 puzzles in the last 3 days, so I feel it. I would give Rango 5 out of 5, honestly. Like,
I haven't finished them though, huh?
No, I didn't finish the puzzles because there's missing pieces. Jerk. You want to know why there's missing pieces? Do you want to know why?
Yeah. Because
our dad would give us puzzle pieces if we finished our chores so that we could finish a puzzle. I would always finish my chores, but you know who didn't? You know who didn't finish his chores ever? Even start them?
Yeah, yeah.
Theodore. That's who. So now I have to work with puzzles that have missing pieces. You know what I'm doing? I'm cutting out little pieces of paper and coloring on them and placing it in the little holes. That's what I gotta do.
See? Well, it's good for your creativity, Peter.
Thank you. But I'm still mad at you. I would give Rango, yeah, I said that, 5 out of 5, Happy Feet, great movie. I'm sorry.
We're not reviewing that.
Dead Man, I would give it a 3, probably maybe even a 3.5. I liked the cinematography. I liked some of the acting. Johnny Depp was good in it. He did a pretty good job. But, you know, if I had to choose one over the other, it would probably be Happy Feet. I mean, Rango. I mean.
If I had to make a decision in the Johnny Depp sort of Western cage match, I would go for Dead Man.
Okay.
Although I do enjoy Rango. It's a lot of fun. I think Dead Man is a work of art. It's very unique.
All right.
And an interesting contribution or rejection of the Western genre.
Yeah, I think you should be in a different mindset. Don't watch Rango and Dead Man at the same time. Not literally, but like one after the other.
Oh, what if you did watch them? You just have 2 giant screens playing them.
I would probably have an epileptic seizure. But
I'd have to turn it off. It's frustrating.
Anyway, well, Happy Feet. Go watch it. Okay. Great movie.
And if I have to give a number of butters to that new song that you sent us.
Yeah. Oh, have you guys heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, great, right? I've been sending it out to the radio stations and things. I think maybe we'll get it up on Spotify.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't listen to my voice that long. I don't know who can.
Let's not spoil it. The song's going to come right after this, so stay tuned, folks.
Coming up next on the Real Bitter Butter Cast.
Later. Wow, that was a fantastic song.
What did you think, Amanda? Amanda?
I think she hated it so much she left.
Oh.
Who, is that Shoshana?
She's not supposed to be in here.
Shoshana. Is that how this works? If Amanda leaves, Shoshana comes in. Amanda,
that's
come back!
Curse.
Amanda, please.
I know. No, it's she's in. Okay, I told you I'm on a TV set of a living room, right? It's from a sitcom. Shoshana is. She's trying to run water, and she's looking really frustrated because the sink doesn't work. Like, she doesn't know why the light switches don't work. She doesn't understand that it's not real. I think she's here for her phone, but I... Are you okay? That window is broken.
Oh, God, please. Oh, I can't do this.
Wait, I can't hear Teddy. The water's so loud.
The water.
The water in my brain. It's just choking away. I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
are you still making that phone call for your that job interview, or what are you doing?
It's my brother Peter, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi, Shoshana.
He's that rude boy you always talk to.
Rude?
Yeah, it's the rude boy.
Oh, come on!
Are you a No Thanks song?
Oh my god, I love that song. Boom, boom, boom. Makes me want to shake my butt.
Oh.
Woo!
No thanks.
Yeah, no
yes,
thanks.
Please.
Nope.
That's my song, Yes Please. Instead of No Thanks, right?
Right, I get it, yeah. Jeez. Why don't you go take a nap, and I'll let you know when it's time to go out for dinner.
Oh, that's, where are we going? Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Oh,
your favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to go take a nap then.
Okay.
All right. Just put the phone by my ear when you're done.
You gonna drink some of that Nighty Night kombucha and just
stop? Enough with the
drinking that stuff. Wow, yeah.
No one wants to hear about this kombucha, man. It's not real.
The kombucha. No, we got a wake up flavor and a sleepy time flavor.
I don't want to know what they taste like at all.
No, the taste isn't really why you drink it.
Oh God, I'm picturing swamp water. Is that?
It's not dissimilar. More bubbly. Anyway, continuing from last week's epic real butter quiz, I've got a few more questions loosely based on our previous episodes.
Loosely based. All right, I'm ready to fail every single one. I did get Poppy in here. He also heard the song. What did you think about the song, Poppy?
Hey, buddy.
I didn't think it was good.
All right. Well.
Did you make it through?
I may have helped. I'm kind of creating a new DJ persona.
Well, that would be that sucks.
Oh, that was a roast.
Well, it's, you know, everyone's got their own opinion. That's fine. I just, I'm kind of a visionary. Not everyone's going to be able to catch up.
Well, at least Shoshana liked it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, wasn't that me in there? I said something like, what did I say? This is my reality.
I don't like this reality.
Oh my gosh. Can I retweet myself? Is that a thing?
Absolutely. That was from one of our earlier episodes when that's actually the first time that Amanda ever said no thanks. I sampled that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so let's start this quiz, shall we?
Let's dive right in.
All right.
Well, as you recall, in our 15th episode, we talked about the film Joker.
Okay.
All right, so the Joker was a supervillain created by Bill Finger, Bob Kane, and Jerry Robinson. He appeared in the debut issue of Batman Comics, April 1940.
What are you doing? What is this? What happened?
Now, here's a little film history quiz. So, question, rather. What film inspired the appearance of the character of the Joker? Was it A, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, 1920? B, Conrad Veidt as Gwynplaine in The Man Who Laughs, 1928?
Ooh,
was it C, Der Blaue Engel from 1930? Or was it D, Nosferatu from 1922?
Is Poppy playing too?
Sure.
Poppy, what do you think?
I didn't really pay attention to anything you said, so I'm going to go with D.
D, great. As usual, you're wrong.
Wait, whoa. Oh, he's wrong? Oh. I'm going to go with the man who laughs.
That is correct.
In your face, Poppy.
Oh, that's awkward.
Oh, he spit on me. Hey.
The Poppy spit on you?
Yeah, it's kind of cute, not going to lie. Like, really tried.
Shut up! That's right, Peter. Conrad Veidt, the great German actor, played the character of Gwynplaine in the German Expressionist film from 1928, The Man Who Laughs. It was based on the novel by Victor Hugo and directed by Paul Lenny. Yeah, so artist Bill Finger directly references this character. Look him up. It looks just like the Joker.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He kind of looks like you.
Who, me?
I would hope. Are you talking about Theo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I can see it, actually.
I don't know how you would know that, since I've never smiled in your presence. Since your very existence drains the life from the room.
No, you actually smile when you sleep.
What? Okay.
What?
Poppy.
Actually, Peter, you talk a lot. Who's Mrs. Santa Claus?
I'm not sharing that dream with you. It's my dream.
I'm actually curious now.
It's okay. Well, I'm not explaining it. That's another episode.
Moving right along on the Real Bob Butter Quiz. In our 16th episode, we discussed the film Zombieland 2 Double Tap.
All right.
Which of the following is considered the first full-length zombie feature film? I don't know if I needed to say full-length feature film. Maybe I did. All right. Option one, Voodoo Man. Number two, Night of the Living Dead. Number three, White Zombie.
Oh, God.
Number four, The Devil's Daughter.
Do you want to put dates next to all of these so I can cheat?
Yeah, sure. No, that's why I didn't.
I almost had them. What was, I liked what we did last time where Poppy guessed and you told him he was wrong, so then that narrowed it down for me. Can we do that again?
All right, Poppy, go for it. Was it Voodoo Man, Night of the Living Dead, White Zombie?
I think it was.
Which was the first full-length zombie feature film?
Wow, I don't think I've ever not cared about something so hard.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't really think I've ever cared about something like this ever in my life.
Oh, that's not surprising.
I think it was, Night of the Living Dead?
Oh, and while that is an important film in this genre, and possibly popularized the genre more than anything else, unfortunately, it was not the first.
Oh my God!
Hey, stay cool, man. Stay cool.
I don't think Poppy. I don't think Poppy.
Peter, what's your answer?
Ever been cool in his life? No offense, Poppy. Okay. I think it was. What was? Wasn't there like a color? I remember it being a color, like a white.
White zombie?
Yeah. Or a shade? Is that a shade? Is white a shade?
Wow. I mean, if you really want to get into it, it's sort of depending on light or pigment. I mean, in terms of light, it's all colors together, but in terms of pigment, it's the absence of color.
Okay, so the absence of color zombie. That one.
Okay. That answer is unfortunately correct!
Yes! In your face again, Poppy! Ugh.
In your little crunchy face. Yes, this film from 1932.
Oh my gosh.
Is an American pre-code horror film produced by Edward Halperin, directed by Victor Halperin.
What a year.
Look at that, little brother situation.
What a year.
It's about a young woman's transformation into a zombie at the hand of an evil voodoo master.
That's, wow.
Yeah, and he's played by Bela Lugosi.
Fantastic.
That's the name.
All right.
The Bela Lugosi.
The, not the other one. All right, what's the next one? I'm ready.
All right, now this is pretty off topic, but
welcome to
we
the
talked
show.
About A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood in episode 21. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember crying.
Oh, about Mr. Rogers.
I remember crying nonstop throughout the whole movie.
Who are you, Amanda?
I think I'm Peter. Yeah, last time I checked. Unfortunately, related to you.
That's right. That's right. And the sole possessor of our beloved family theater. So you're currently running into the ground with your poor business practices.
Hey, what's the next question?
All right. What actor worked Now, this is a real-life person, worked on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, the show, prior to becoming a star. Was it A, Michael Keaton, B, Willem Dafoe, C, Kurt Russell, or D, Greg Kinnear?
I have no idea. Oh my god.
This one's for all the money.
You can't do that just because I don't know this one. What star?
Unless you know, the more money I want to put on it.
What star?
Are you looking this up?
No. I'm just saying it out loud because I have no idea. I don't even remember what you said. Happy Feet.
That is incorrect, sir.
Dang it.
You lose all the money. Poppy, what actor worked on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood before becoming a star? Was it Michael Keaton, Willem Dafoe, Kurt Russell, or Greg Kinnear?
I'm going to go with the last one.
Greg Kinnear? Oh, very good, little buddy. You got another wrong answer.
I'm going to kill you.
You have to catch me first.
I already have.
Oh. What do you mean?
Do you see the little laser on your chest?
What?
The little red dot?
You have a hitman on Theo, Poppy?
I don't know. Is it just a laser pen, or is it a sticker?
What?
It's just a sticker. Poppy,
it's a sticker.
Just a little red sticker. You're really going to be freaking out there, though.
Put a little red sticker. How did you do that?
It's pretty creepy that the sticker was even here. How did you do that?
I have no ways. I don't know, people.
Oh, God.
What? What's the next question?
No, you haven't answered it yet.
Yes, I have. I said Happy Feet. I don't know.
Well, all right, I'll give you a clue. This actor's real name, his birth name, is Michael John Douglas.
Well, what were my answers?
Oh, God. All right, your answers are Greg Kinnear, Kurt Russell, Willem Dafoe, or Michael Keaton.
What was your hint? I can't. I'm still thinking about Happy Feet.
Fine. Michael John Douglas, also known as Michael Keaton.
Yes, I got it. I won. Yes. I won.
He had to change his name, of course, because Michael Douglas is a famous actor already, so...
No, really? Weird.
Yeah.
Why Keaton?
Yes.
Why, what's...
And so when he was young, he lived in the Pittsburgh area, and he helped out as a production assistant on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
That's crazy.
That's right, before he moved to L.A. And started auditioning.
Like you.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
Yeah, I've actually been working on my screenplay, and you'll be excited to know that I'll be debuting the Theater screenplay system on this show very soon.
Wow, that'll be fun.
That's right. It's a patent pending system in which basically I'll provide a template of any kind of story that you want to write, and you can kind of customize that to your desires. So let's say you wanted to write a disaster film.
Okay.
Similar to maybe Titanic. All right. Now I would then get the screenplay for Titanic, use my patented theater brand whiteout, and I would white out all character names, place names. No. Stick with me. All the place names, all the dates, and all the character names, right?
Right.
And then mail this to you for a one-time fee.
One-time fee? I'm not paying you.
You can then write in your own character names, which you create using your imagination, and also my exclusive theater naming techniques, which is a special ebook that I'll be selling. And you fill in the names, dates, and character names, and all that. And then you've got yourself a fresh screenplay that you can sell to Hollywood.
Can I just do this myself?
Do you have whiteout? I don't think a lot of people have whiteout now.
No, I'm holding it right now. I have whiteout in my hand.
Well, I'm gonna have to retool this a little bit.
Next question.
All right. Well, I got a real easy one for you now. You ready?
Okay.
This should be lots of fun. So we, in episode 17, reviewed another black and white film, The Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you liked that movie, didn't you?
Great movie. All right, let's...
Yeah. Well, let's see how you like this.
Oh, God.
Which of the following is considered the first lighthouse in the world?
What? How would I know that?
Yeah, you better answer this correctly. This one's for all the money. All the money. Is the answer A, the Jeddah Light in Saudi Arabia? B, the Pharos of Alexandria in Egypt, C, the Tower of Hercules in Spain, or D, the St. George Reef in California?
Oh, I know this one.
I hear sort of a squeaking noise there.
I know this one.
Are you rubbing two styrofoam chips together, or?
No, it's our anthropomorphic popcorn friend, Poppy.
Oh, hey, Poppy. He's still there.
Hey, what if?
What is it?
What if he gets it right? What if? What happens then? Do I still guess? Are you going to tell him he gets it right? I'll go first.
Yeah, of course I'll tell him if he gets it right. This is an official real butter quiz.
What was the second one?
The Pharos of Alexandria in Egypt.
Why would there be a lighthouse in Egypt? Wait, how long ago was this?
I can't tell you that.
Egypt was like
again,
full of water.
Like the zombie question, if I were to give you the dates on these, you'd have the answer.
You seem really fishy about this Egypt one. Poppy, what do you think? Do you want to work together on this?
I'm all right.
Okay. So Poppy and I are going to answer this together. So Poppy, do you want to tell them which one?
It is the Egypt one.
Why would it be Egypt?
Poppy is correct.
Whoa! What?
The Pharos of Alexandria in Egypt. What? The first lighthouse.
Was it full of water?
Built in the third century BC.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
All right.
So
it was made from a fire on a platform that could signal the port entrance. It was considered one of the seven wonders of the ancient world and one of the tallest man-made structures in the world for many centuries.
How tall was it? Do you know?
Real tall.
Wow, it's pretty tall. Good job, Poppy.
How many of the seven wonders of the ancient world can you name?
Well, we got Mars. We also have Atlantis.
Correct.
The lighthouse, of course. Mm-hmm. And
that's right.
What was the third one? Oh, yeah, that UFO.
Right. Well, according to history, people who actually know what they're talking about, the seven wonders of the ancient world were the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Statue of Zeus at Olympia, the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus, the Mausoleum at Halicarnassus, the Colossus of Rhodes, and the Lighthouse of Alexandria.
See, I was right about that one.
Yeah, Mars. Totes.
I feel defeated. Can we move on?
No.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all I had time to do.
Wow, I ended that on a bad note.
Well, Poppy won, though, so he'll be receiving a wonderful prize in the mail.
Really? What is it?
I can't tell you that, because he lost.
You know Poppy lives at the theater with me, right?
Well, you're not going to steal his things, are you?
No.
I've heard that Poppy's been featured in some brand new comic strips that'll be featured on our Real Butter social media presence. Is that correct?
That is correct. I captured his essence perfectly, I think. And Poppy, what do you have to say about it?
I thought it was okay.
Cool.
That's probably the best review I've ever heard of Poppy, so thank you.
Yeah, that's the best you're going to get out of that guy. So, Peter, let's wrap this up. And in our next segment, let's just talk about what other awesome streaming type stuff is going on in the universe.
Yeah, for sure. That's the thing.
All right. Quiz number two has been finalized. I epically failed, and I can't wait for the next one.
I need another shot of kombucha. Hold on.
Oh, God. We're stopping.
The Real Butter Buttercast.
What's up? We're back.
Oh, man. Okay, so my streaming recommendations for this week. I watched After Life, the show on Netflix by Ricky Gervais, who wrote and directed it. Have you heard of this?
I heard of it. I haven't watched it.
It's six episodes.
Ooh.
And they're only about half hour long. Basically, it's a man. His wife has died of cancer.
Okay.
And, so sort of a downer beginning. He's quite depressed and grumpy and talks about killing himself quite a bit. So it's comedy.
Right.
You get to know the residents of the little town where he lives. And sort of get to know everybody and then see things develop as his worldview kind of changes a little bit. And cool. It's got a very nice kind of message to it. It gets a little kind of preachy or like a little too obvious for me towards the end, but I think it's got some good moments.
Okay.
Shoshana found it a little repetitious because every episode you kind of check in with all the minor characters. But I am a big fan of Ricky Gervais. I've pretty much liked everything he's done from The Office through Extras and not so much his movies, but his TV shows have been great. And his appearances on the Golden Globes, I quite enjoy. He really
nice.
Takes the Mickey out of celebrities. But this show features no celebrities at all. But if you want something a bit funnier, you could check out Extras, his other show, which is also on Netflix. And every episode features kind of a movie star. The first episode has Ben Stiller, for instance.
Right.
Sort of acting as the worst possible version of himself.
That's cool.
Which is pretty great. Ian McKellen's in another episode of Extras where he lays out his acting formula. And Ricky Gervais is very excited to hear what it is. And he basically says, I learn the lines and then I say them as though my character was saying them.
What the heck?
It's pretty, like, it's incredibly obvious. It's pretty funny.
All right, cool.
And then also, film-wise, I watched on Amazon Prime the film A Quiet Place, directed by John Krasinski, starring himself and his wife, Emily Blunt, which I thought was an amazing sci-fi thriller with a very clever conceit.
I thought so, too.
Excellent acting, and it kept me on the edge of my seat the entire time.
Nice.
Have you seen it?
I have. I've seen it a couple times now. That
nail, bro.
Oh, yeah. The one from Home Alone.
Yes. In its second appearance in film.
The Quiet Place.
Credited, anyway.
Yeah.
The second I saw it appear, I was very excited.
Here's a funny story. Not really. So, as we all know, of course, A Quiet Place Part 2 was going to come out.
Right.
And that's when everything hit the fan and blew up, and so now every movie theater in existence is closed. And do you know who refunded all of the tickets for A Quiet Place Part 2 over the phone? Do you want to know who did that?
John Krasinski.
Unfortunately, no. It was me. Every single person.
Oh, I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, me too. So glad you couldn't have helped me.
What was the customer reaction?
Honestly, it kind of broke me as a human being. I'm not going to lie. Like, okay, I'm going on rant mode. I didn't make this virus, okay? I didn't do this. I think I did this on purpose. John Krasinski himself put it up on Twitter saying it's done. They're not going to put the movie out there before, you know, this was before the theaters closed down. So they were just doing this thinking, okay, we got to not show this movie because people are going to come and watch it and gather together. That's not my idea, okay? Why are these people yelling at me saying that I'm the one who did this?
Why did you do it, Peter? What have you done to the world?
And it got to the point where I would straight up be like, well, unfortunately, I wasn't in the power to not create this virus. So I'm sorry that I have to talk to you. Anyway, oh, that felt good. Thank you for that. Felt good getting that off my chest. People suck. Not everyone, just people.
Those who do.
Those who do suck. I just finished the series on Netflix, documentary series, The Tiger King.
Oh.
Huge, huge documentary right now. I think it's the biggest one ever made, supposedly, to some people have been saying that. It's about a real guy, Joe Exotic. He has a big cat zoo, basically just breeds tigers and I think a couple lions or something. And it's horrible. He's a narcissist. He's probably schizophrenic. And it's a train wreck and you can't look away. And then there's another character called, all right, she's a real person, but honestly, they are characters. It's insane. It's amazing that they are real people. Carol Baskin, she killed her husband. For those who have watched the show know what I'm talking about. And they go back and forth, and apparently she's she takes big cats in, as she says, and, you know, lets them live their lives
in cages, just like Joe Exotic, but totally not the same. Totally not the same. She helps them, okay? She also has people volunteer to work for her instead of Joe Exotic, who pays people. So, you know, she's the better person.
And do they sort of cut between them as a comparison kind of thing?
They have a feud. They had a feud for years and years and years. I mean, millions of dollars wasted in, you know, court just to get each other in trouble. And it's hilarious because they're both in the wrong, honestly. One person just thinks that they're... Actually, they both think that they're in the right, which is even more funny. It's a train wreck. Go watch it. Hilarious. Amazing. You can't look away. It's horrible. It's great. You'll love it.
Wow. Speaking of train wrecks that you can't look away from, somebody's up from their nap.
Okay.
Hey, I really have to pee. Do any of these toilets work?
No.
What about the bathtub?
No, it's not real.
What about the sink? Can I pee in the sink?
There is no plumbing.
Oh, my God.
It's a set. But if you go back there, no, there's real toilets, though. Like,
what do you mean, a real toilet?
Just take the flashlight, go back there, you'll see there's a...
God.
Okay. Okay. Peter, I gotta take her to the bathroom. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. That was great. Can't wait for the next one. Blah, 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 blah.
Go to the bathroom then.